Ladies, get ready for an experience that's unforgettable. A women's retreat is coming to Houston, Texas at the Weston Oaks Hotel within the Galleria Shopping Mall. It's hosted by the Teachable Woman podcast. Save the date because it's July 25th through the 27th, 2024. Expect to have fun, laugh, and uncover the treasures in Jesus. Know that God has this retreat tailor-made for you. To be a part of this incredible journey, simply register at teachablewoman.com and secure your spot today.
Hello, we are so excited to have you as part of our podcast community. Thank you so much for listening. We want you to be notified every time there is a new episode. Go to our website at teachablewoman.com, scroll down, and join the mailing list. Hit the button subscribe, and you will be notified whenever there is a new episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye. Well, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Teachable Woman podcast. I am Reverend Michelle Oz, and with me today is Reverend Dr. Willette Wright. And she has been sharing with us today as it relates to the widow's walk. And I'm just going to do a brief recap of what she shared with us in the first session. First is that our service to the Lord does not make us exempt from Hebrews 9 and 23, which is that every man is appointed once to die and then judgment. That even as preachers of the gospel, those who are serving in the Lord's vineyard, we can sometimes feel exempt from what God's word says, but we are not exempt. We're all God's children and we're all subject. And one thing we didn't say, but I will say now, is that we're his children and he has a right to bring us home whenever he so desires. And he doesn't have to check with us. He doesn't have to get our buy-in because we're his children. And so with that, Dr. Wright is going to share with us some things that will help us going forward. One of the things that we briefly spoke about is that when we became widows, people forgot how to talk with us. And we just want you to feel comfortable in a conversation with someone who's found themselves in this state. Again, God's love for us has not diminished because we are without our husbands. We are still human beings and we love and want to be loved and we want to have a conversation. So walk us through that, Dr. Wright. Amen.
Well, I think one of the things, just in terms of, you mentioned the widows and widowers class, just briefly, that class for years, I didn't want to do anything to share with widows because, you know, I'm still getting over myself, for lack of a better way of putting it, and feeling like, what can I say? Because I'm still kind of plodding through this thing. But I was I was in a service and the pastor was preaching a message called Give. And in the midst of hearing that message, I just heard the Lord say, it's time. It's time to teach out of what's happening. Mm. And I'm like, give? You mean you want more? And so that in itself was, again, that part of me that was growing and realizing that because I was a widow, that didn't stop everything. And it even meant being in a position of giving even the more. And so I needed to determine what in the world does that mean, especially as a minister and being in ministry. And then as I started studying it out and listening to the message and using that as a base for the teaching for the widows and widowers class, it just spoke volumes to me with respect to not just as a minister, but for every woman who goes through this challenge in life, this horrific tearing, if you will, in life. And so with that, the class was developed from that message Give. And so in the class, one of the things that we start out with is recognizing that in this state, that there is so much more that we have to offer. One, because we are yet alive. And two, most especially because we have had the blessed privilege and honor of having been a spouse, and therefore all that God has done in us and what the Lord is even doing as we navigate through being in this state and stage in life is there not for us to be better so that we can say, yes, I made it through, but rather that we're able to come alongside others, and whether widows or not, to know that our God is faithful, and that the word of God, if we will take the escape that is the word of God in every situation in our lives, that God has promises to us in that state and that stage. And so in the widows and widowers class, there are two main scriptures that we use as like the foundation. And I share with the class to start out that God has promised some things concerning us. And we talk about the fact that from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the heart of God toward the widow is clear. It's very clear. And the thing is, within that, there are things that he promises us. And so navigating the course, the trail, the paths, if you will, of being a widow means that God has made some promises. And so you can navigate. You will be able to make it walking in this state of life. And so two of the scriptures that there are two main scriptures, and one scripture is Psalm 146:9. And in the class, we have the class to memorize this portion of scripture, that it is that thing that at night when you're sitting, at times when it's just difficult to know, this is what the Lord promises concerning us. And that verse of scripture says, "The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and the widow, but the way of the wicked he turneth upside down." That verse of scripture, that right in the midst of that, there is that God relieveth the widow. And we take a look at that word relieve, and to know that everything that we need in navigating this path, that the Lord provides it because he wants to relieve us. There, as much as there may seem to be the burden of the trauma of the difficulty of, God promises that he will relieve us. And so in the course of being in this state, there is looking to that promise from God that he will relieve us. And then the second verse of scripture is found in Proverbs 15, verse 25. And it says, "The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish," I love this, "the border of the widow." And that word establish, so there's relieving and then there's establishing. And when you look at that, study that word establishing, the border of the widow, it's like a boundary. It's like we're sheep in his fold, if you will. And there's a border that's established, and you can never go too far that he's not there. You can never be out of a place whereby God promises he's established those borders. And so just as you walked with a husband in marriage and now in this state, there's a border. He surrounds us, if you will, encases us, puts us in a place whereby no matter how far you go, I always used to think in terms of with my husband, how, you know, sometimes husbands have to pull you back from a border they establish. And there are times they have to pull you back. And so seeing that, those two things, that the Lord relieves us and he establishes this border, these boundaries. And the thing with the boundary is that we can't go too far and there's not anything that can get in that will keep us from being in a place whereby we experience God's love, where we experience his direction, where he comforts us, where he lets us know that he cares for us. And so one of the things that we do in the class is just to share through the scriptures how intentional the Lord is with respect to widows. So for anyone listening who is a widow, just put those two verses of scripture in heart and mind, and those two words. Whenever, if you can't memorize the scripture, just know that whatever the situation is, the Lord wants to relieve you. He wants for you to cast the whole of it on him because he cares for you. He wants you to know that you have support behind, you have support around, you have a consistent, constant presence of help from the Lord because you're in his heart and he knows, God knows what separation is about, because the separation that occurs when you lose a spouse, and we talk about that in the class as well, it's a tearing. When you study that scripture, it's a tearing because the two have become one flesh. When we get married, there is the leaving, cleaving, and weaving. And that's what makes the bond so strong. And then there's that separation. It's a tear and it's difficult and it's hard. But what the Lord wants to do is to relieve us in that state, to provide for us what we need to know that he is with us, he is for us, and he cares about us. And so I would encourage anyone to get those two scriptures and get that word, those two words, that he relieves us and then he establishes borders. You, no matter how hard it seems, no matter how difficult it may be, and no matter what the horizon looks like, you can't see over the horizon to know, okay, am I going to fall off? No, you're not. Right. He establishes that border for us.
Yeah. Oh, that is beautiful. That is so beautiful. I am, our audience can't see your face, but I want you to know that you just lit up like a Christmas tree as you began to share with us, and to imagine that this was something that you did not want to do, but to look at the purpose that God wanted to have fulfilled in having you go through this. We often say in ministry that things are not about us, that they just involve us. And it's hard to think that the death of our husbands wasn't about us, if you will, right?
Yes.
And yes, it absolutely involved us. One of the questions that I've often said that I ask God is, what is it that you want from me that you had to derail my entire life to get? And I'm gonna go back to this. I said this with Reverend Cherry, and I'll say it with you. This was it. This was it. Because there are so many women who have no idea how to navigate this state. And even though we had to swim our way through the muck and the mire to get to a place where God could sit down and sit us down and minister to us about where we were and about what he needed.
Yes.
Through all of that, we're here.
Exactly.
And we're here at a point where we can be of substance and we can be evidence and we can share with someone else to help them. And I will just be honest. If my husband were still alive, I don't know that I would be doing this. I would be trying to be on a sunny beach somewhere with him. Trying to be nestled up with him somewhere. That would be, because my desire would be to my husband. This is also a testament of God's love for the widow in that he has assembled a group of widows to help bring others along. And this is the methodology of today. It's a podcast. When I was asked to start a podcast, my first question was, what is a podcast? So that tells you how far off I was from what God wanted me to do. I can see the wealth of our experience and the wealth of your experience in how confidently you shared what you shared because you did walk this through. And as we ended the last podcast, one of the things that you said was, okay, we're in this state. How are we going to walk through it? And this is evidence, what you shared with us about God wanting to relieve us and then God surrounding us. In other words, having boundaries for us to protect us because there are things that just can't get in.
Exactly.
And to even protect us from ourselves because we do have to be real
back. Like the house that I was going to buy and move to somewhere, I don't even know where. Like, what are you doing? Thank God.
Okay, so, but now see, that did happen to me. I did move somewhere. I did move out of state and I did. But that was my path that God used to get me here. Stay and right your where path you are. Was to stay and allow him to make you the teacher that he needed you to be, not only for this, but for many other things, because you have been instrumental in teaching our upcoming ministers and in writing the classes, and I've been through them and they are excellent. So the deposit that God placed in you had a much greater purpose.
Amen.
For the
Amen.
Kingdom.
And no, no.
But when you're hurting, you don't.
And then
think
when you're sitting in a service and the message is entitled "Give," and the Lord says, "This is it. This is it." Like what? Give what? I'm still right. Exactly.
What's exactly. left? Right. So,
yeah. But it's really, I think the thing with the class that is such a blessing for me, and I pray that it spills over into those who are to take that class, is that we're having to come alongside each other, are having to know, place God's word on the inside, trust that word, and then with each other to bear one another up, to help, you know, to help you see that, you know, there's a border over there that you're about to run, and just helping us to know, even in the class, one of the things that we end up doing, there were classes whereby we just let people share, you know, where you are, and others to encourage. I wasn't the sole teacher, if you will, of the class. And I think that was very important, because we had widows at all ages in life and different circumstances and situations, some with children, some not. And so their experiences were necessary, and what the Lord was helping them to do in navigating the process was necessary to share with each other. They blessed me as much as I'm pouring out in the word. They were a blessing to me as well.
Yes. Amen. I remember one in particular. I don't remember a name or anything. I just remember that she was traveling around the world teaching on temporary assignments, and she joined us from out of the country. I think at the time she was in France. And I thought to myself, wow.
Yes.
She is continuing, and not just in her immediate environment. She's taking her gifts and talents to the shores, wherever God is assigning her, throughout the world. And we were also in a pandemic. So I was like, okay, enough of this whining and crying. You can do something. You figure out what it is the Lord wants you to do, but you can do something. So everyone sharing really did mean something, and it was valuable, and it hit all of us in different places. And she'd been a widow for a long time. But one of her comments was, you know, he's still with me. I still remember. And so that was refreshing, that knowing that your husband has gone home to be with the Lord doesn't mean that they're not still with you, because what, and maybe not physically, let me be clear about that, but what they taught you, what you've learned from them, the benefit of having had the experience of living with them is still yours. The deposit that God wanted them to make in your life is still yours. It's for the kingdom. It's for the kingdom. Let's be clear, because Willette couldn't sit back and say, no, I'm not going to share. This is my experience. The benefit was hers, but for the kingdom. And so I want to thank you for that. Wow. We are at our time again. So, but I'm excited to say she's going to come back. You stay tuned. We're going to share more from this topic. I pray that the heart that we had when we began is the heart that you receive. We wanted the audience to hear from their Heavenly Father how God felt about the widow. And as Willette has shared with us, the Word of God provides an escape for us. And when I heard about the relief and the surrounding, it provided an escape from the pain for me.
Amen. And that's so the thing.
It's our prayer.
It's the Word of God. We're living in a time whereby there are all kinds of things that are designed to help us to navigate, especially post-COVID. But one thing has never changed and will never change.
Yes.
That is, the Word of God has an answer for every situation. The Word of God is clear on every situation. There's no ambiguity. There's no cloudiness. He's clear. Yes. And so when we think in terms of widows and widowers, the Word of God is clear with respect to how he feels. And when you just do a cursory review of Old Testament and New Testament scriptures, God's heart towards us, because he knows. God knows beyond our understanding what it means to be separated from the one you love, because he had to not look on Jesus.
Yes.
We're coming up on Resurrection Sunday and Good Friday, but he had to, for a moment, at that time that Jesus was taking on the sins of the whole world. God knows that that was his only son. So when you think in terms of all that the scriptures indicate about widows, we're in the heart of God because he understands that tearing away, that separation that will no longer be there. And then what has to happen beyond that? And God knows because of love, because of his love for us, and even sending Jesus to the cross, his love for us in that, and Jesus's sacrificial death being a demonstration of love. And so even in where we are as widows being separated, that one flesh being torn, God knows. And therefore, according to his word and in his word, he's given us everything that we need to know. He loves us so much. His love for us is so great. He loves us so much that he even afforded us an opportunity to be in the married state. So his love is so great for us. And what we have to do is to know that his word, he's spoken it, he said it, it's true, it is real. And if we will receive it, we'll be able to navigate this course.
Amen. Amen. How beautifully stated. And that's going to end this session, but we will be back for another. I want to thank you for being with us today. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for just putting our hearts at ease, helping us to think correctly as it relates to this state. And so we're going to be back. Thank you, audience, for being with us. We appreciate your time. We know it's valuable, and sharing it with us so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Are you still on the fence about coming to the retreat? Well, I hope I can get you off that fence, because let me tell you, I am so excited about being there. I'm so excited for so many reasons. So let me just tell you why. You know, it's going to be great to be there, to be with like-minded believers, but it's also going to be great to have some of that alone time with the Lord. You know, I also expect him to do a work in me. I expect that when I leave there, I'll be prepared to be a conduit, to be used by him, to be used to reach the generations in my family. So I don't know about you, but I plan to be there, and I hope that I will see you there too.
We are excited by the response to the Teachable Women's Retreat, July the 25th through the 27th of 2024 in Houston, Texas. Thank you so much. You are blessing our hearts in ways that you cannot imagine. We have also heard your heart. For those of you who are planning on coming, but you haven't been able to find a roommate, please hit the contact button at our website, teachablewoman.com. Let us know who you are. Let us know you're trying to find a roommate, and we will see what we can do to be of service to you. Thank you so much. We'll see you in July. For those who have not yet registered, please do so quickly. Registrations are going fast.